This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Art in Bloom Gallery in downtown Wilmington has a new exhibit with work by abstract artist Bradley Carter. It's titled Colors of Expression. The opening reception is this Friday night. Gallery owner Amy Grant joins us along with artist Bradley Carter. Amy says she deeply appreciates abstract expressionist work like Bradley's.
When I look at these abstract pieces, it's just a wonderful adventure. And the three series that he's presenting, silhouettes, beautiful resin pieces, and more abstract, every time I look at them, I see something different. So I see originality and experimentation, which are two of my favorite things about art.
Bradley has three different series of works in the exhibit with over 50 individual pieces. One of the pieces that catches my eye is a triptych called This Too Shall Pass.
Working on the triptych, it was a little bit bigger for me. It got a little bit more involved. It got a little bit more in-depth personally to get into it. The title, This Too Shall Pass, it's my wife's favorite saying. These moments are going to come and go, but they are going to pass. It's that in-depth movement into the painting and the reds and the golds, but then you have that lyrical and dance movement that helps you flow through it with those lines, the white and black. And hopefully, like you said, it does pull you in, but does give you that opening feeling that you're growing or blossoming. And it has that outstretched feel.
It does. So there's a feeling of movement and of like a – there's some intensity there, that quality of that red.
And that goes into your color theory and stuff, where what does red really mean and the passion of it and – your blue is going to be a lot more subtle and calming, but then you have that passionate red right on top of it. So it's there's a lot of give and take there with that. So it's that deep sigh, like you're saying, that you're comfortable, but it's still powerful.
Did you come up with, I want to paint This Too Shall Pass, and then you painted it? Or did you paint it, and then you were like, that's what this is?
There's no titles before. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the abstracts or the silhouettes or the floral impression series. It's as it's done, you experience the painting, and then the title kind of comes to you, and that's what it is, and it just evolves. And the work, they take a long time, so there is a relationship you build with it, and it does get a dialogue going, and then that's where the titles kind of become out of or born out of.
One of Bradley's paintings from his Floral Impressions series is being donated for an art raffle. Bradley and Amy are partnering in this raffle to support Betty H. Cameron Women's and Children's Hospital with the funds raised. They are both big fans of the new center.
They designed the inside as like a inside of a ship, so it's they have portholes, and they lowered the portholes so it's kid view, so when you look through, you see outside. It's more hands-on for the kids. It's not sterile. The colors are bright. It's vibrant. It's fun because they need a distraction. I mean, they're there for a reason that's probably not fun. So what can we do to help distract them from that?
It's not only a wonderful concept to have this beautiful art all around them, but the way Nisha Allen and the team run the clinic, I've never seen anything quite like it in my experience. The way they designed the teams and the building is all connected to the way they place the art. It's all very thoughtful.
That's artist Bradley Carter and gallery owner Amy Grant. The opening reception for Colors of Expression is this Friday, December 7th at Art in Bloom Gallery from 6 to 8 o'clock. The $1 raffle tickets to support the Betty H. Cameron Hospital are for sale online and at the gallery through December 28th. Find details and photos of Bradley's work at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.